Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. This is a call-in show, so if you have any questions or if you'd like to make a comment, please feel free to call us on our toll-free number at 1-800-930-2819. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819. What is up with those New Year's resolutions? How are you doing? Have you fallen off the wagon yet? Are you sick and tired of every year making New Year's resolutions to lose weight, get healthy, and detox, but yet after a few weeks into your program, you find it harder and harder to keep up the promises you've made to yourself, and you end up falling off your self-induced program? Then you begin to feel bad about yourself and you feel guilty, and these negative feelings end up building up inside of you and they spin out of control, and then you wind up quitting altogether. It's just too hard. Well, what is going on here? After observing a lot of my clients and friends and family, I believe that we are all trying too hard. We're setting unrealistic goals and we fall for the latest diet craze or detox program that gives false promises and deprives us of the nutrients we really need. Losing weight does not have to be so hard. I mean, seriously, a diet that you have to buy prepackaged processed food has got to taste bad. Never mind it's missing vital nutrients and substances that your body needs to survive. They're all full of anti-nutrients, especially those based on soy. And by the way, soy is not a health food, contrary to what a lot of people believe, but that's a whole nother story and a whole nother show. All these processed diets are dead food. Also, what about the 2 to 5 week juice cleanse where all you eat are raw veggies and fruits that you juice? I mean, how satisfying can that be? I can't even do that for one day, let alone 2 to 5 weeks. Seriously. Then there's the programs where you get vitamin B injections or injections of anti-appetite suppressing hormone. I mean, really, wouldn't you want to know if you're vitamin B deficient, if that really is your problem before you start getting those injections? And the other question is, what else is in those injections? What form of vitamin Bs are in there? And before you start injecting yourself with hormones, wouldn't you want to know why your body might not be producing the appetite-suppressing hormone? It seems to me that if you take care of that problem, then you can naturally feel satisfied after a meal. And the other issue is, once you go off of those injections, without fixing the problem, you're just going to be right back where you started from. This is all crazy-making, and it doesn't have to be that hard. What I do is I teach people how to eat their way to perfect health by recommending sound nutritional practices and lifestyle choices that are uniquely designed for each individual. No two people are alike, and that is where all these fad diets and programs fall down. They figure one size fits all, and this just isn't true. So as a nutritional consultant and holistic health practitioner, I have many complementary and alternative healing modalities for health and healing at my fingertips to use to develop customized programs for you. One of the complementary and alternative medicine modalities that I use is a very ancient form of health and healing called Ayurveda. So here to talk about Ayurveda and how it can help you lose weight, detox, and stay healthy in a way that is simple and easy to manage instead of all this crazy making. Is one of the most academically accomplished Ayurvedic physicians in the United States, having graduated from the prestigious Pune University in India. He has also served as an Ayurvedic consultant to the Chopra Center for Well-Being, and yes, that is correct, it's Dr. Deepak Chopra Center. He is the director of Integrative Wellness Clinic in Santa Cruz, California, and not only does he practice medicine, but he also teaches as well. He's got a full plate. So here on our show, we're going to welcome Dr. Suhas. Hi, Dr. Suhas.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
You're welcome.
And I'm very impressed with your initial spiel about how the new year should be.
Thank you. Well, it might be easier for you to say than I was doing there. But anyway, thank you so much. Well, we're very excited to have you here today to talk about Ayurveda and how it can help us with our New Year's resolutions. But before we get started, why don't we explain to the audience what Ayurveda is? Because a lot of people probably don't know what Ayurveda is.
Well, yes, I would do that. But before I do that, I really like the title of your show, which is Awaken to a New Reality. And
thank
it's
you.
A very interesting name, which simply means that you're waking up. You're waking up from this deep slumber and zombiness of ignorance, that you're suddenly awakened to your inner potential, your willpower, and your connection to your conscious self, where you're not fooling yourself, you're not living in a fool's paradise, but connecting and leading your life in a real open-eyed manner, where you are looking at every experience that you have much more vigilantly. And in that manner, every day is a new reality. And
that's correct.
I think that's the prescription for health and wellness, I would guess. So
yes.
I'm very, very happy and impressed with the title of the show itself.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I worked hard on that. I wanted to, yeah.
And I think that's the very core message of Ayurveda, which is one of the most ancient and most comprehensive system of healthcare that exists today. I don't want to even put a tag of time, which predates almost 5,000 to 6,000 years back, but we proudly like to call it as the mother of all healing sciences. It's truly natural, holistic, mm-hmm. integrative, and very complementary kind of medicine, because it's preventive as well as therapeutic both. And the very interesting message of Ayurveda is that your health is in your own hands and you are responsible for all the choices you make. So until and unless you don't understand or learn to make the right kind of choices which are absolutely suitable for you, mm-hmm. you're constantly making the same mistakes and you are living in the track and the path of diseases and unhealth. So I think the first and the foremost connection is to really understand who yourself and your connection with your mind-body type, which really opens a whole new world of understanding about you and your life extension.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. So what is the body type that you mentioned, and how does that work with Ayurveda?
As we say that, Ayurveda actually teaches us that everything what we talk about, health-related measures, whether it's an exercise program, dietary plan, or herbal supplement, it must be used on an understanding of your individual's mind-body type, which we call it as dosha.
Mm-hmm.
The word D-O-S-H-A, dosha. It reflects your innate tendencies, including temperament, metabolism, energy level, your learning style, and many other aspects of your body, mind, and emotions, how do they behave. You can take a very simple quiz at this website which we have designed called as doshaguru.com. Doshaguru.com. You can take a simple quiz and find out your mind-body type. And there are three different names of these doshas, and they are called as Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. So Vata, Pitta, and Kapha type, these doshas express themselves through eating and behaving in characteristics way. So especially if you're talking with your overweight situation, you really need to understand how your body behaves and understand the predominant quality of your mind-body type. Because Ayurveda is a true natural medicine. And when we talk about true natural medicine, it simply means that you have to live in accordance with the laws of nature, and you have to participate in this process of fixing your own health and well-being. So the therapies, whatever we come up with, whether it's nutritional, natural medicine, exercise, rest, emotions, all of those things have to be customized and should be designed towards your understanding of your body constitution. And there are some very specific characters of Vata, Pitta, and body types that we talk about, that Vata is a combination of these elemental functions of space and air. Pitta is a combination of fire and water elements, and Kapha is a combination of water and earth element. So what it simply means that depending upon the elemental composition, your body type, your frame, your structure, your response to everything is going to be a little bit different. And once we understand, we start feeling more comfortable under our skin, and we start making choices which are more suitable to how our body behaves. And I think that's one of the most important path towards your health.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about these body types and how the dieting fits in. I mean, does it really fit in? How would you lead your life so that you don't have to all of a sudden go on these crash diets and all that kind of thing, and how these different body types fit into that? You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about me, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call us on our toll-free number at 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll see you right back.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call us on our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. We are talking to Dr. Sue House about Ayurveda, an ancient healing modality, and how that can help us with our New Year's resolutions to get healthy, lose weight, and detox. And we were talking about our different doshas or body types before we took our break. And now we're going to talk a little bit about how, once we know what our doshas or body types are, how that can fit in with a dieting program or a way to stay healthy without having to diet. And during the break, Dr. Suhas, you did make an excellent point that we're trying to find a natural lifestyle in an unnatural lifestyle. And that's what Ayurveda is about, is helping people find that natural lifestyle and how we can mesh it with the unnatural lifestyle that we live.
And that's absolutely correct, because Ayurveda is a natural medicine. I see quite a few clients who want to find a natural remedy for their unnatural lifestyle, the way they live. I see quite a few patients and clients who spend their health to get some wealth, and afterwards they would like to share their wealth with you, which is not always possible to regain their health. And the way Ayurveda looks at it is, I think we need to start leading our life in a simple, holistic, natural way. We have to live more close to Mother Nature. We have to interact with more natural elements. We should be eating foods which come from a natural source. And if we are eating foods which are simply God-made rather than man-made, as Michael Pollan likes to say, that if it comes from a plant, that's good. If it is made in a plant, that's not good. And a very simple basis of that is eating mostly a plant-based diet suitable to your mind-body type. And I think that is the key. And one thing which has happened over a period, that our life has gotten very complicated. Means our generalized well-being with the pressure of everything else around us is too much. And when we talk about Ayurveda as truly science of life, It actually teaches us all the different techniques about managing our relationships better, looking at our finances, looking at our health, looking at our children, looking at society, community, everything else. So our interaction with every other area of life is the way how we nourish ourselves. It doesn't come from food. And I think this is something which we need to learn very interestingly, that we can nourish ourselves much better other ways than just food. Food is just 1/5 of what goes in. Ayurveda defines a diet as something what you take in from any field of perception, from any mode of intellect. That is diet. So what you touch, what you feel, what you hear, what you read, what you listen to, what you smell, what you taste, what you ingest, everything is diet. And when you look into your plate, it's technically just 1/5 of your diet. And there's so much of confusion around modern nutrition that we end up in eating mega amounts of food. And we are having a situation where our country is overfed and undernourished.
Exactly.
And I think that's how we need to simplify. We need to eat less amount of calories, which come from Mother Nature, which are simple, easy to digest. We need to respect our own appetite and see how much we can handle, more so than what do we want or how much we can handle. So we use the term Agni. Agni is your digestive fire or metabolic potential. The word, English word ignite, actually comes from this root Sanskrit word Agni, which simply means how much you can burn and how much you can digest. So we need to really ask ourselves a question: if we are hungry enough to digest certain food, and can we select the foods based upon our digestive capacity? Otherwise, we'll be eating too much. There was a recent research which actually came out that many Americans grab for a snack when they were actually thirsty. So we are slowly becoming so dumb that we can't differentiate between thirst and hunger now. And I think the message of Ayurveda is to be connected with your own body, to make your own choices, and to be self-referral. I think that's the word. Because then, if you're connected with your own self and you are pursuing your journey in a conscious manner, then I think there is less stress that we pile up in our life. Then we don't feel ignorant, but we feel a little bit more empowered and powerful. And with the current crisis we have in the healthcare systems around the country, I think the quickly we empower ourselves and our own health, the better it's going to be. Because it's just going to crumble with the sheer pressure that we are putting on the medical hospitals and the medical community itself. Everybody should be responsible for their own health and well-being, starting from school children, how we feed them, starting from communities, growing our own foods. And I think that's the bigger message of Ayurveda, going back to this very simple ancient lifestyle, which is as close proximity to the nature as possible.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what's happened is we're all trying too hard, chasing this false reality, and we're not listening to ourselves anymore. We're not listening to nature. We listen to so-called experts telling us all these ingredients that are in our food and whether or not they're good for us. And then they're artificially making flavors to mimic those found in nature, and those aren't right. I mean, why don't it's ridiculous. They might as well just go and get the flavors from nature that are natural instead of making these artificial flavors to put into food. After they processed all the food and nutrients out of them, then they're injecting them with all this other stuff because it just doesn't taste good. Nobody wants to eat it, but that's what I see my clients and I see my friends and family getting all, you know, caught up and working so hard at it. It's not that hard. It's a heck of a lot easier to go to the grocery store and get an organic apple and eat it than it is to try to put yourself on some diet with some processed food, you know. And
you're absolutely right, because I think our food has become very impure lately. In the last 50 years itself, the grains have been genetically modified, their genes have been tampered, it has thrown a wrench in the perfectly functioning human physiology. The calories we consume are becoming very, very empty calories. We are training our taste buds to excessive amount of salt and sugar. And unfortunately, the cost of these unhealthy food is much less than the compared simple God-made food. So if you want to buy a Twinkie over a broccoli head, I think broccoli is a little bit more expensive than a cheaper food you would buy. There was a cover story which came out of In Time recently, which talked about the high cost of cheap foods. Because if people continue to eat foods which are unhealthy but very cheap and very readily available, foods which are so readily available everywhere, and start shopping in farmers market, going from the produce section, eating good healthy foods, and learning how to cook probably. I think that's a missing thing, where the comfort of life, people tend to buy their food, and wherever you end up in buying food, whether you eat in gourmet restaurants or you eat in fast food places, they're all unhealthy foods anyway. So if you're chopping your own foods, buying and shopping your own foods, I think you end up in buying better foods for yourself. And there's a little bit of a conscious connection of selecting the right foods, fixing the right kind of meals. And I think we need to go back to the basics.
Yes, we do. And that's what I tell my clients. I mean, sometimes they'll complain that organic foods cost a little bit more, but I always tell them, you're either going to pay at the grocery store or you're going to pay in the doctor's office. So where do you want to pay? There's no free lunch, you know. And it's a lot cheaper to pay at the grocery store than it is to pay with your health in the doctor's office. So we...
Yes, I fully agree, because I see so many clients who drive in jazzy cars, live in fancy houses, but when it comes to nourishing their only set of body, what they have, they end up in buying some very cheap foods and compromise with their health, which is really pathetic to see. And that's the sheer ignorance that we need to prioritize what is important, and there's nothing better than health. And it's a good old understanding that health is the real wealth.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is. Well, we've got to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Sue Haas about detoxing, because that's very important. With all the toxins that we come into contact with in the environment and in our food, how do we get rid of that? So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about me or the show, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. So we will be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. It is a call-in show. If you have a question, feel free to call us on our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We are here today talking with Dr. Sue Haas about Ayurveda and how it can help you with your New Year's resolutions to get healthy and detox and lose weight. And what we're going to be talking about in this segment is the detox aspect of it, the Panchakarma. And detox is very important these days, especially with all the toxins that we run into that are in the environment, in the air, in our water, in our food. Where else? And all the stress that happens. And so all these toxins just get built up in our bodies, and we need to get rid of them. And I know for a fact that by following the Ayurvedic program, it has actually helped me stay healthy. I don't get the flu. I don't get colds. And there was a problem a while back where I did suffer a healthcare challenge, and it helped me get on the right track with the nutrition and everything, and I got rid of it. And I have seen a lot of improvements in my clients and even in my family. And with my husband, he used to suffer a lot from migraines, and he would get one at least once a week. But now, with the following an Ayurvedic program, eating the right nutrition, not eating processed foods, no fast foods, and all of that kind of thing, and he's cleaned up his act, and he very rarely gets migraine headaches. So that's a lot to be said for this program, and it can help you as well. So what we're going to be talking about now is a detox, and in Ayurveda, we call that Panchakarma. And Dr. Sue Haas at his clinic does a fabulous Panchakarma program. I have done Panchakarmas in India and also in other places in the United States, and hands down, I believe that he has the best Panchakarma around. So, Dr. Sue Haas, people are probably wondering exactly what is a Panchakarma and how does it work? Would you please explain that?
Well, it's a very natural detoxification program. And one of the core basis of Ayurvedic treatment is we need to put people on natural healthy diet, which is suitable to their individual's body type, age, season, and activity. When you're not digesting food properly, assimilating things properly, you accumulate these digestive impurities which clog your channels. And we call this toxic impurities as ama. And this ama makes you feel dull, heavy, groggy, and sluggish. And it creates a yucky feeling inside. And we have to loosen these impurities, because these impurities are not remaining into your gut. And commonly, people think that cleanse means taking a purgative or getting a coffee enema or having a colonic or getting an enema or something like that. But it is much more complex than that. These are all water-soluble and fat-soluble impurities which get stuck into the carpet of your body. So you need a very systematic, organized program based upon lightening of your diet, taking some intelligent spices and herbs and water and supporting herbal supplements to loosen those impurities, bring them back into the main channels of circulation, and then purge it out through skin, breath, sweat, urine, and stool. So Panchakarma is a very carefully designed detoxification program, which includes a variety of different massages, steam, poultices, stress management techniques, enemas. It is very, very intense. The most important is it's a very powerful detoxification, and it's equally relaxing and enjoyable. So it's the rejuvenation and the detoxification at the same time. So when we do that, it improves your vitality, what we call it as ojas. It gets rid of ama, which is the impurities from the system. It is done by gentle cleansing your system without damaging the very tissues and the cells of our body. So it's a very easy detoxification. It separates the sludge without harming the body. And I think that's the very basis of Ayurvedic body work. We use some very powerful herbal oils for the body massage. And this is intelligent oils which are transdermally percolating in the cells and tissues, and they soften these impurities. Some of the water-soluble impurities are purged out through the sweat and urine. Some of the lipid-soluble ones are brought back into the circulation and are being purged out. So it's a great experience in itself. The only challenge with that, it cannot be done in a hurry. You have to create some time. You have to follow certain diet and routine things. And you have to plan your things properly. But I think it is something that I would really encourage people to experience. And the good thing about it is you don't have to wait to get sick to go and receive these treatments. This is a prevention as well as a therapeutic-based program. So you can very well do like a maintenance program. I commonly joke with my clients and tell them that it's like taking your car to a garage, getting oil, lube, and filter checked, get some detailing work, and then put another 10,000, 15,000 miles on this car.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, a lot of people think that if they do exercise and they sweat a lot, that they're detoxing and that's all they need to do. So,
well, I think it's a little bit of a misunderstanding because they're not fully equipped. It does help if they exercise and sweat, no doubt about it. It has its value. But if they're already plugged, I mean, I see these kind of clients quite a bit. They're overweight. Everything is stuck into the carpet of their body. They have this unwanted amount of fat surrounding them. It carries unwanted toxic hormones in them. And they think that suddenly they would go and start lifting weights and everything. And they start creating injuries. They have too much of inflammation already in their system, and if it is not structured properly, you will end up in harming yourself more. And once you hurt yourself, you would suddenly be out of commission for next couple of months, and that would be a prescription to gain weight easily. So I think if you do it properly, you have to done it under supervision. And again, don't do it in hurry. And it does have its value, but once the things are getting stuck deeper in the system, it needs a much better technology. And I think Panchakarma is the physical impurities are purged out. There is an emotional cleanse which happened during this time also. So if you do it properly, you would feel emotionally also very lighter. I again joke with my clients. I tell them that I'm going to punch the karma out of you. And it does happen that way sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes things come up that you weren't expecting, but it's good because it gets all these toxic, because not only do we have, you know, toxins from the foods we eat and on like that, but we also can have toxic emotions that need to be released as well, because it's mind body. Yeah, it's mind body. So people think that they can go on these detox programs by drinking a bunch of juices, veggies, and fruits that they've juiced, or they take this diet, this drink that's what was the latest craze? It was water, lemon juice, honey, and cayenne, and they would drink that for 3 or 4 days or whatever. Why do these types of programs?
Well, the challenge with all of this is that they are all good and bad at the same time, because the purpose is to not really go into this sudden binges of cleanses, fasting, and detox. You have to adopt to a lifestyle which is much more able to sustain adopting healthy changes slowly and steadily. So you can't really do something as a part of New Year where you just drink lemonade for 7 days and then you go back to your good old ways. It will do something good in those 7 days, but that doesn't mean it's going to sustain itself. That's the same with these diet fads and the same with the packaged and the processed foods as such, that you do it for a short time and then there's a yo-yoing of that. The purpose of Ayurveda is slowing down, making the conscious choices, and allowing your body to heal while it is cleansing and detoxifying itself properly. So I would rather do it in a more focused, concentrated, educated manner than these sudden crash ones. Mm-hmm. And they never work. They actually create more harm to the body, and they create more fluctuations. There's a sudden dropping of the blood sugar levels, and there are potential health side effects which can happen because of some of these crash things that people do sometimes.
Yes.
And there are a variety of those. Lemonade diet, eat 8 bananas a day diet, and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually what they're doing when they go for that long a period of time on something like this, a program like this, even though they think it's healthy, I mean, raw veggies and fruits, everybody thinks that's healthy, but they're starving their bodies too from, because there's other vital nutrients that you need that your body has to have, and you're starving yourself.
Well, that's correct.
True?
And so you have to create that balance approach of eating less and eating right. And eating the right foods. And juices are excellent. So there's no doubt about a good quality, freshly squeezed vegetable juice with the right kind of fruits in it is not a problem. But again, the body needs to sustain, and we want to make sure that we feel a good amount of energy and vibrancy all along. And we don't go into this the other spectrum of detoxification in which we start feeling sluggish. And I see this quite a bit with my clients too, that when they go on to these 7 detox, for the first few days they feel fabulous, and then later on they start feeling very exhausted, tired, they start looking like shrunken prunes, and they go to the other spectrum of overdoing it, and they start harming themselves.
Right, exactly. So there has to be a balance. So while these veggies juices are good and everything, you still have to balance it out with the other foods that you need, the whole grains and protein and things like that. So we have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Sue Haas about Vedic astrology, the astrology that is used for medicine, and how all this can fit into the program as well. So you are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about me and the show, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Dr. Suhas, Ayurvedic doctor, talking about Ayurveda and how it can help us with our New Year's resolutions to get healthy, detox, and lose weight. So it's really a lifestyle. It's not something that you do once a year. We were talking about Panchakarma and detoxing and how that works. But now we're going to talk a little bit about Vedic astrology, medical astrology, how that works and how it can help us. Because both Dr. Suhas and myself are Vedic astrologers, and Dr. Suhas is really good at medical astrology. But how that can help a person in getting their program together. So, Dr. Suhas, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Michelle, because I think it's a very interesting area. It's a new emerging paradigm of wellness and the new age medicine, which is consciousness-based. And all this sustainable living, organic living, green revolution is bringing changes in medicine also. So the new way to counsel people is to understand their life a bit better. And so when you're looking at someone's astrology and medical astrology, you are getting a little bit of a bigger handle on their greater areas of life. Because I see quite a few clients who are dealing with a variety of different stresses in their life, financial distress, relationship issues, jobs, addiction, personality challenges, some emotional burden, lack of life purpose, lack of motivation. And they lack a kind of a trust and faith and mutual respect with their medical healers or doctors or physicians or I would say practitioners. So whenever we are opening a greater understanding of who the patient is and what his life is and what his disease tendencies are, then we are in a better position to address both of those things. So when we talk about medical astrology, it's very easy to determine their prakriti or body constitution from a Vedic chart. You can understand the imbalances in their doshas, dhatus, and malas, which are the core fabric of their physiology, which are the three different doshas we talked about, vata, pitta, and kapha, and the impurities and the weaker organs, organ systems, the diseases and the tendency towards different diseases, their overall immunity and overall state of vitality. And the most important thing that we look into a Vedic astrological chart for a patient or a client would be their state of mind. Mm-hmm. How strong they are in their mind, whether they are a sattvic person, a rajasic or a tamasic person, whether they have good willpower to stay away from challenges, whether they can adopt positive lifestyle changes. We can also look into the timing and the onset of the diseases and what would be its intensity and when should we embark onto a healing journey. Other environments which are beyond their controls, which are affecting their health, some of the karmic blessings and limitations. So it's a whole new spectrum of looking at a client only understanding their hyperacidity or understanding their headache, but looking at everything which is bugging them in general. And once mm-hmm. we do that and initiate that dialogue, we actually have a greater sense of respect and connection with that person. And they're more likely to follow our advice and stick to what we are saying as a senior friend, philosopher, and guide, I would say.
Yes. Well, people might think this is a little woo-woo, but Hippocrates, actually, was an astrologer. And he said, a physician without a knowledge of astrology has no right to call himself a physician. So it's very important. Yeah, and so as a healer, you want to make recommendations. But the main thing is, the most important thing is compliance from your patient. And, you know, you can sit there and make recommendations or prescriptions, do prescriptions all day long. But if they're not going to take your advice or follow your plan, then all is for naught. So,
and secondly, when you look at their timings, good or bad timings, I tell them jokingly that I know your prognosis and your diagnosis. Because mm-hmm. I can look at your chart and say whether you're going to listen to my advice or not.
And that's true.
And so I think it gives them a little bit of a more trust. And at the end of the day, anyone who wants to take a piece of paper and leave your room should be feeling a bit uplifted. They should feel morally good about where they are in their life. And I think it's our job to boost their spirits, to hold their hands, lend their support, lend them the support, and take them around the block a few times until they feel strong enough to make these changes. And they all come in different shapes and sizes, in different mentalities, in different upbringing, what they have. And I think the purpose is always spiritual growth and evolution. And as there's a wonderful saying in Ayurveda, we say health is a byproduct of enlightenment. Mm-hmm. So if you embark onto an enlightened choices journey, then they slowly start adopting things better. They start looking at some of these things which are beyond their control, start changing their attitudes, and actually have a better connection overall. So my experience using Vedic astrology and medical astrology, along with my conventional Ayurvedic practice as such, that people actually feel a little bit more uplifted, and they start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and start correcting some of these things which are creating challenges in their life. So in general, I think it does a lot of good for them to go to an Ayurvedic practitioner who also has a good understanding and good foundations in Vedic astrology.
Exactly. So I hope what everybody will take away from this today is that living healthy is a lifestyle. It's not something that you choose to do once a year. And this is the reason why people fail, because they're trying too hard. They're doing it the wrong way. They're going after the wrong things. And so it would behoove them to contact somebody who can help them using Ayurveda and other healthy healing modalities to help guide them through a program that's set for them. And I think it's so important for them to do a detox program at least twice a year if they can, you know, at your clinic and an Ayurvedic clinic. But I really like yours. I'm partial to that. So all that being said, this is a show about different realities, awaken to a new reality, and about aha moments. So, Dr. Suhas, do you have one that you would like to share, and share what it is and how that might have affected your life?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was very interesting. I've been a meditator all my life, and I was working with His Holiness Mahashi Yogi for many years in practicing transcendental meditation. So my body constitution is a little bit more of a pitta kapha, which is more of an earthy, heavy body constitution. And I was doing these meditation techniques and never really paid attention to a lot of brisk cardio and physical exercise. And one fine day, it really dawned upon me that I should be probably embarking upon something like that. And I tried it for about 7 days in a row, and I noticed an immense amount of difference in how I was able to actually progress in my meditation practice also. So how my body felt just with that was so different. So I think that was a kind of an aha moment, that I realized that I was able to take my overall relaxation to a complete different level when I was able to unwind the blockages in my body itself. And so using exercise as to improve circulation and as to release everything which gets trapped and stagnant sometimes will allow you to have some better experiences and will have a greater sense of energy. And I think that was a kind of a turning point. And since then, I started adding that as an everyday part of my routine. And I think it's been wonderful so far. So it's very important, because whether it's sometimes with food, with a minor lifestyle choices, we always ignore some of those things, or that might work for you but may not be in my place. Sometimes it could be a book. Sometimes it could be a quote. Just look at it and don't hesitate to apply yourself to try it out. It may create a whole new experience and whole new reality. Mm-hmm. And I think I would share a wonderful story with His Holiness Mahashi Mahesh Yogi when he started teaching his technique of transcendental meditation in the West in the early 60s. There was a big headline in San Francisco Chronicle and on the front page where the TM technique helps people sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
And people were very excited, and they took the newspaper to Maharshi and say, look at this big headline that people are realizing how important TM is. He glanced at it and he put the paper aside and he said, gosh, I came in this country to awaken these people and they are using my technique to sleep better.
Oh, no,
and,
that's a good...
And I think that's the message of your show, Michelle. We need to awaken people from ignorance and slumber and start connecting themselves with their own reality of understanding things. And once they feel in control and empowered, I think that's the key. My contact information is Dr. Suhas. You can call me directly at 831-462-3776. Let me repeat the number, 831-462-3776. And you can visit my website, www.ayurvedichealing.net. AYURVEDIC healing.net. And you can also take a dosha quiz at doshaguru.com. DOSHAGURU, doshaguru.com. So this is Dr. Suhas. You can contact me and you can send me an email if you have a question regarding Dr. Suhas at ayurvedichealing.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.